bumming with Bob. Let's have a few brews. We'll have some fun with the bum wine crew. So kick your feet up and grab you a beer. Cause damn man, I'm glad that you're here.
Alright, 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 this is Bum Wine Bob welcoming you to an all new edition of Bumming with Bobcat. We are here, we are alive, we are ready to crack open a couple new beverages in the bumwinebob.com world here today for a special drink along edition of the podcast. Since fall's here, it's October, we've arrived, summer flew right by, but here we are. It's getting cooler outside. It's getting dark earlier. All the sad, depressing things that comes with the fall and winter months are here. But we are going to try to make your day a little bit brighter by cracking open some new beverages on today's edition of the podcast. But before we get into what we have on hand here today to try, we did kick off the month of October with a special brand new malt liquor of the week, and that was the 4-0 Street Legal malt liquor. Now, it's not 4 Loko, don't get confused now. It is the 4-0 Street Legal malt liquor. Thank God it's Street Legal, because this was 10%. Not a bad malt liquor at all. It was that first sip was a little overwhelming. But after you kind of digest that first sip, let it start flowing, it goes down a lot smoother after that. At 10%, it was that kind of, it reminded me of the Earthquake High Gravity Lager, the Earthquake Malt Liquor. And this was the first time I came across the 4-0 a few weeks back in my travels. And for only about $1.59 a can, because I don't know the exact price. It was under $4 for the two cans that I bought that day. It certainly can get the job done. It'll get you a nice buzz at the 10%. I mean, it's no Colt 45 or a Mickey's or an Old English or any of the classic standard flag bearers of malt liquor. But it can definitely get the job done in a pinch if you're in a rush. It's the only thing you can find. It's one to give a shot. The first time I came across it a few weeks back, I had been not quite searching for it, but I had it on my radar over the years. I knew of it, but never actually saw it in person until a few weeks back when I was going to a new liquor store that I came across. And boom, right there on the shelf was the 4-0 Street Legal Malt Liquor. So it is the bumwinebob.com malt liquor of the week for your enjoyment. So I wanted to start off the podcast just putting that out there before we crack open the new beverages we have on tap here today for the month of October. That was the little kickoff to fall. We've had some great episodes of the podcast recently. Hopefully you checked it out. We had Miss Whitney Morgan on the podcast a few weeks back. Hopefully you had a chance to check her out at the Exotica in Florida a few weeks back. But if you didn't, she will be at the Exotica in Edison, New Jersey a few weeks from now. But if you check out the links on her podcast, all the dates are listed right there. So be sure to check her out at Exotica. And then this past week, we had the trophy wife herself, Dana, I guess she, the participation trophy wife on the podcast. We had a great time chatting about some drinking stories, some favorite drinks, gathering your spare change to buy some wine at the liquor store, and everything else that goes along with it. So if you haven't had a chance yet, be sure to check out that podcast and give her a follow as well. But to not waste any more time, I'm feeling a little parched here. I'm thirsty. It is October, and we are celebrating the month of October with a little Johnny Bootlegger October. Now, last month I came across these for the first time, so another first here on Bumming with Bobcat and at bumwinebob.com is the Johnny Bootlegger line of beverages. Now, I know that our good buddy Crude has had some Johnny Bootlegger in the past. I have certainly heard about it, but never had a chance to crack one open to try myself. So, those of you that are not familiar with Johnny Bootlegger, they come in these little tiny, like, flask-like glass bottles. The ones I have here are coming in at 6.8 fluid ounces, or 200 milliliters, and they mostly come in at 12%, so they're kind of like pocket-sized take-on-the-road malt beverages. So, similar to, not quite like an MD 2020, more of the malt beverage, so not a wine-type drink. And they've been around for a while. I don't know the exact time frame of when they came into existence, but it is, I'm looking at the website here right now, going through their frequently asked questions. Is Johnny Bootlegger gluten-free? The multi-stage process naturally removes gluten from the malt base, but there still may be some traces of gluten. So if you're gluten-free, be careful. It might be gluten-free. It might not. Is Johnny Bootlegger vegan? Oh, okay. Johnny Bootlegger is a triple-filtered beverage that creates the cleanest, best-tasting malt base, giving our products a natural spirit-like finish. All Johnny Bootlegger products are considered vegan-friendly. So, okay, that sounds good. The health and safety statement. We encourage anyone to contact your physician before consuming any alcohol if there is any question in regards to health or safety. So, they want no liability when it comes to health or safety when consuming their product. What kind of alcohol is Johnny Bootlegger? See, right here, this is the question people will want the answers to. Johnny Bootlegger is crafted from a proprietary fermented malt base like traditional beer, but with an extra kick. We spend a lot of time perfecting the taste profile, so our products taste like an actual spirit-based cocktail. So, like we said, it's a malt beverage that they are trying to craft into a cocktail, like, you know, you're mixing a drink and using hard alcohol, but they put it together for you in this neat little glass bottle. They have their store located where you can buy their products. Can you ship Johnny Bootlegger directly to me? You know, unfortunately, they cannot ship directly to their consumers due to state and federal legalities, so sorry if you can't find it. The good news is we have our salespeople on the street every day selling our products to areas near you. I mean, how do you know you're near me with your guys on the street? If you guys want me to join the street team, Johnny, you know, hit me up at BumWineBob, and we will make it happen. So that's the backstory on the Johnny Bootlegger malt beverage, crafted beer thingamabobber, whatever you want to call it here. So first up, we have, well, okay, let's take a step back here. We have two flavors on tap, and that is the Johnny Bootlegger hard squeezed ice lemonade malt beverage with natural flavors and FD&C yellow number 5. And we also have the juice joint watermelon Johnny Bootlegger malt beverage with natural flavors and certified color. A watermelon shot and a lemonade shot, respectively, both coming in at 12% ABV. So I figure we'll start it off here with the ice lemonade and see how this one tastes. So, okay, crack open that. Yeah, you know, it's got the old twist cap, just like your favorite MD 2020s of the world. So let's take a sip. All right, not bad. Does have a little kick to it. reminds me of the MD 2020 burn on the way down, but not too bad, not too overwhelming with it. So, okay, you know, hard squeeze, I guess so. You know, according to the JohnnyBootlegger.com website, the iced lemonade, the taste is a jailbreak. It's busting out. It's like biting into a tart lemon, but sweeter. It is a favorite of many because of its refreshing, lemony taste. Bust out some hard-squeezed iced lemonade the next time you're kicking back. I guess you're on point with some of that, but I don't know. I don't know if it's the fan favorite of many. I mean, you can definitely drink these quick. I mean, it's only 6.8 ounces, so when you're used to most malt beverages come in a 24-ounce, 16-ounce can, so this is just the pocket-sized version of it there, so not too bad, certainly not terrible, the iced lemonade. So now we will move our way over to the Juice Joint Watermelon and see how this one is. Okay, you get a nice strong watermelon scent from it. So let's crack this one open. I see. Now this one's pretty good. This is pretty good. Now that watermelon, that's a smooth one. That reminds me of just like a watermelon Jolly Rancher right there. That's a good, solid flavor. Yeah, this one you could really drink pretty quick here. Now, according to the description on the website for the Juice Joint Watermelon, imagine the most refreshing fruit on the planet perfected with a spell of Johnny. Our newest flavor refines chemistry. Okay, stop imagining. Juice Joint Watermelon is served. So, it's watermelon. It's simple. It's basic. You can't go wrong with the watermelon flavor here. Pretty good. So yeah, see that one, definitely better than the lemonade. I'm pleasantly surprised with the watermelon flavor on this Johnny Bootlegger. That's a solid beverage here. Now I figured, since we have a watermelon beverage, we have a lemonade beverage, why don't we combine the two and see how a Johnny Bootlegger watermelon ice juice joint watermelon ice lemonade will fare. So we'll pour in. I got a glass here already. I got a cup. I got some ice in there. So we got the essentials right there for a nice chilled beverage. There is our lemonade. Let's throw in a little watermelon with it. There we go. Let's see. Got that. Let's see how this concoction, the Johnny Bootlegger concoction, fares. We'll mix it up here just a little bit. Make sure we get it nice and evenly mixed up. Let's give this a shot. Cheers. Ooh, that's good. That's smooth. There you go. Combining the two, that's the way to do it. That's your Bumming with Bobcat Juice Joint Watermelon hard squeezed ice lemonade, taking the two Johnny Bootlegger flavors, combining them into a glass, mixing them up. It's definitely, I mean, it's just like a watermelon lemonade. I mean, it's not quite lemonade season anymore since summer's in the past, but if you're still holding on to those few final warm days you get of summer in the fall, it's certainly not a bad beverage to give a shot. Yeah, and you know, and at that 12%, it will get you a good buzz in the meantime. So that's the Johnny Bootlegger, the first time here at bumwinebob.com that we have had the honor and privilege of cracking open Mr. Bootlegger himself. So we will be keeping our eyes peeled, and since we are kicking off the Johnny Bootlegger October with these, you never know. There's always a chance. Well, we're doing a double feature here on the podcast this week. Maybe he finds his way back onto the podcast some other time this month. You never know. You got to keep track. You got to stay tuned to bumwinebob.com and subscribe to Bum with Bobcat on all your favorite podcast apps to see what happens. But definitely a good concoction. You can't go wrong with the Johnny Bootlegger. The lemonade itself was a little iffy on the flavor. The watermelon itself was actually surprisingly pretty good. And when you mix the two of them together in a glass, that's the winner right there. So you can't go wrong with that. So be sure to check it out. The Johnny Bootlegger. You can check out the Johnny Bootlegger website at johnnybootlegger.com. Now that's Johnny Bootlegger.com. So don't try to throw in another N for the double N Johnny when you're searching for Mr. Bootlegger and his beverages there. But yeah, it's definitely a new thing we have here. It's a new concoction. It's a new drink. Giving it a shot here. You know, keep tabs at bumwinebob.com for all your favorites on the website. We did the 4-0 Street Legal, as we said earlier this week. We have our good buddies from Colt Moo back in the saddle with the Bro Beer reviews. They did one of the Natty Light hard seltzers a few weeks back, and then they did the MD 2020 Spiked Punch review, where they broke down the trifecta. So if you haven't checked that out, be sure to head to the website and check out the Colt Moo MD 2020 Bro Beer review. And while you're there, be sure to check out Dennis's new column he's doing for the website, the Frozen Pizza Chronicles. He is going down. He's going to be featuring a variety of different frozen pizzas, reviewing them for the website. And he started off with the first one, with the brand new One Bite Barstool Sports frozen pizza. It's definitely one you want to check out and see how this one ranks. I did not know that Barstool Sports was getting into the frozen pizza game, but it certainly makes sense when you're known for your One Bite pizza reviews that you find your way into the frozen pizza market. So be sure to check it out. Make Dennis happy. Check out the website. And while you're there, give Dennis a follow at BWBDennis69 on Twitter and Instagram. It'll make his day. It'll make him happy. Tell him you're a big fan of his work. Tell him that Bum Wine Bob sent you. And be sure to stay tuned to the website, because we have some returning guests coming to the podcast. We have some new guests lined up, too, over the next few weeks, few months, as we wrap up 2021. It's amazing that the year is closing out pretty quick. As we said before, summer flew right by, and now we are in October. The holiday season's around the corner, and with the holiday season around the corner, that means it's the perfect time to stock up on your BWB merch over at the T Public store at store.bumwinebob.com, where you can pick up shirts, hoodies, stickers, mugs, you name it. We have it in the store. And you never know, if you keep checking every day, flash sales always pop up, 35% off, 30% off. You never know, you can get some great deals on Bum with Bobcat merch over at the website. And once you do that, and you don't feel like leaving your house to maybe order, maybe you want some Johnny Bootlegger but don't want to leave the house, don't forget that we are also an affiliate with Drizly to have the goods delivered right to your front door. Just go to drizly.bumwinebob.com, place your order, and under an hour, boom, there'll be a knock on the door. There it is. There'll be a box, a bag full of all your alcoholic goodies ready for your enjoyment and consumption. So be sure to check it out. We get a few cents on any order that gets placed, so any little bit helps. If it's ordering at Drizly, picking up some swag over at the merch store. If you're also looking to eat right, we got you covered there too. You can get 30% off your first meal through Freshly at freshly.bumwinebob.com, and that's meals delivered to your front door. So you get your clothes, your food, and your drinks, and this podcast all delivered right to your house without you having to do a thing. So that's what we're here for, people. We are here to help you out at bumwinebob.com and on Bum with Bobcat. And if you want to help me out, hit up those links, order something from the website, leave a review on iTunes, on all your favorite podcast apps. Hopefully it's 5 stars. Hopefully you enjoy the show. Tell your friends to check it out. Hit up the website at bumwinebob.com and tell your friends that we cover the best of the worst in cheap booze since 2014 going into 2022, so we must be doing something right. Don't forget to pick up and try out maybe some of the ice hard squeeze lemonade or the juice joint watermelon Johnny Bootlegger, or mix up a concoction like this and tell me your thoughts. Leave a comment, send me a message, shoot me an email, give me a follow at bumwinebomb.com. So crack one open for the gang. I am Bum Wine Bob, and until next time, cheers.
I need a beer.